Russia's Big Brother bill takes the next step. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We asked you to pray with us about the anti-terrorism legislation in Russia. Well, that situation has developed, but there's still room to hope and to pray. We'll share those requests with you in just a second. We'll also see how, when somebody takes notice, the overlooked can receive the tools needed to encounter the gospel. Our first story, Russian President Vladimir Putin decided not to wait till July 20th and yesterday signed the controversial Big Brother counterterrorism bill into law. Nothing was rewritten to address the religious freedom concerns raised by groups like the Russian Baptist Union and Slava Gospel Association. SGA spokesman Joel Griffiths says,
it's all going to depend then on how this gets interpreted down the food chain within the Russian Federation.
The law cracks down on missionary activity, stifles outreach, and creates a general concern for evangelical churches who are still trying to study God's Word and pray together. So what's the plan for continuing Great Commission work?
We are waiting for reaction from the Baptist Union, the registered Baptist church there, as they go through the law and what the provisions are. We're waiting to get what their official reaction is to the signing.
Whether it's a worst case or a best case scenario, Griffith says believers are praying for wisdom, for creativity, and they're hoping against hope.
There are potentially very wide sweeping ramifications to this law. It just depends on how it is going to be enforced, and that is a very huge question mark. So there's definitely still a very valid prayer concern, and our prayer is that it won't be quite as draconian in practice as it seems in writing.
Our next story also deals with freedom. Did you know that prostitution is legal in the Dominican Republic? In fact, because of this, it's easier for traffickers in that country to lure vulnerable kids into sex slavery, many of whom are deeply impoverished. And because of the DR's high tourism, it's a perfect mix for a life of exploitation. But Family Christian, partnered with Destiny Rescue, is trying to help girls coming out of the DR sex trade while sharing the gospel with them. Steve Bianda with Family Christian explains,
Destiny Rescue is a powerful worldwide organization that pursues the restoration of children who are enslaved in the illicit sex trade or some other way trafficked against their will, potentially in forced labor.
Family Christian helps financially support Destiny Rescue in the DR.
These are safe homes. It's a safe home that is operated by Destiny Rescue. Competent social workers, medical staff, and care providers who receive girls who have been trafficked in the trade, and then care for them on five dimensions. They care for them spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and intellectually.
So what's needed? Well, obviously funding, but also pray for these girls to encounter Jesus, his love, and restorative healing through him. Keep listening to learn more. Finally, what comes to mind when you hear the term unreached people? Well, for many, it's rural villages in third world countries. But the reality is one of the largest unreached groups is actually all around us.
Many people with learning disabilities in the church feel excluded with regards to the Bible because perhaps they have an easy-to-read language format, but the format is too distracting. So, for example, the font may have very ambiguous letters, or the columns make it very difficult to read and follow, or perhaps they can read the Bible but they can't understand it and need help with comprehension.
That's Biblica's Becky Miles. She says in the UK, almost 2 million adults have learning disabilities. And that's why Biblica is beginning a new project called The Accessible Bible. It's a New Testament with special fonts, illustrations, and organization that makes it easier for reading and comprehension.
We know when people read the Bible, they're transformed, and we want to see people in those groups transformed. We want to see them engaged in the Bible. You know, those with disabilities are often viewed as the least evangelized group in the world. And we want to see people reach this group with the Bible.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.